trying to catch your breath here at the same time, but it was one of those games where you really couldn't catch your breath most of the night.
Yeah, you seemed like we were on our toes all night, and sure felt like a playoff game. And two desperate hockey clubs in a great building with a lot of intensity in the game. And feels good for us to come out with a win like that, because that's a tough game, and that's how playoff games are going to be.
Yeah, what did you like most about this one?
I just thought we stuck with it. I think they got a bit of a lucky one there to tie it, and then Elfie responds and gets a big goal for us. And just the way we just kind of kept stuck with the plan and persevered and didn't let anything get us down, and played a pretty solid hockey.
It's important to keep composure as well, Jason, in a game like this where there was so much intensity and obviously so much at stake.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we know the implications of the games right now, and it means a lot to try to get 2 points. So sometimes you have to remind yourself towards the end of the games in third period just to hold on to the puck that extra second and make sure you're getting pucks out hard, but we did a great job of getting that goal back and holding on.
To win games like this at times of the year like this and types of games like this, you need contributions from everybody, and got that.
Yeah, we got it. You know, everybody, Elfie's line's been great for us today. Big goal by Doggy, and just all around good game by all the guys. And when you're playing your third game in 4 nights, in a tough building, you need that. And we relied on our depth tonight, and we got a contribution from everyone.
What type of state of mind were you when you made that play to Turris overall?
Just playing the game, I don't know. Instincts just kind of kick in, and afterwards I was pretty happy about it. But at the time, it just kind of, I don't know, instincts kick in, and no real explanation.
A few minutes before, you were kind of ticked off at the situation.
Yeah, I wasn't too happy. Yeah, I wasn't too happy about the 2 penalties. And, I don't know, maybe that played into the goal. I don't know. It's not. I definitely felt good to score a goal there, because I wasn't happy with the turn that they took.
Well, the coach a couple of games ago asked for playoff type hockey, and you got it tonight.
We did. Great atmosphere in this building. Everything to our team on. And they came out pretty strong. They played a really aggressive style. They stretched their wingers all the time, which makes it hard for us to stay tight as a group. And they create a lot of havoc for us. And fortunately, we got some unbelievable individual performances today. To get us some goals early, and then I think we, as the game goes on, we get better and better, and I think we were the better team in the third.
This is game 3 of 4 nights here for you. Your leg's feeling pretty good, and I'm just leading into this question. 25 goals on the season now. 26, pardon me. 25th and 26th tonight. Would you have guessed that at the start of the year?
No, I wouldn't. There's no way. I wouldn't ask it 4 days ago. I was stuck for 22 for quite some time, and sometimes you get a little bit of confidence. You're at the right spot. You don't force things. And today it's perfect. I get two fortunate bounces and I get 2 open nets. So, fortunately for us, it was good timing on the goals. And it feels really good to be able to come in here and win this one when the situation we're in, with the teams chasing us, playing as well as they are.
You mentioned that you got great individual efforts from a lot of guys, but a solid team game as well.
He was. Everybody worked extremely hard, and he played solid in that. He had some bounces. They made some great plays that nothing he can do. But he was really solid, especially down the stretch towards the last 5 minutes. I think he played really well, and huge 2 points for us. No, I mean we'll find a way to re-energize. I mean, we played 3 games in 4 nights. A lot of emotion, a lot of stress the last few days because we know the situation we're in. So I don't know if we're going to get a day off. I'm going to try to lobby for it anyway. Tomorrow, and then back to practicing. Keep going like we have. I think the biggest thing is to recharge our batteries here and get pushed here for the last 5.
Do you hope wins for Buffalo or Washington?
Whatever happens. Both teams are playing pretty good right now. Preferably, if you could have any choices, that one team wins in regulation.
But does winning this game will make tomorrow night's, you'll be able to watch it and not be as tense as you would have been normally?
No, I mean, whatever situation you're in, you got to deal with. So if we would have lost tonight, you know, we would have dealt with that and, you know, done the best we could from those two.
I don't know.
That was goal interference.
Tons of emotions from start to finish.
It was one of those games where momentum was swinging both ways. And we did a really good job in the first of weathering the storm, and then we took over momentum, and then they took it back, and then we ended up scoring late. So that's kind of how the game went all night.
What did you like most from your team in this game?
Resiliency. You know, we never quit. You know, they tied it up. We found a way to take the play back to them and take momentum and get the lead again. That's playoff hockey right now. It's playoff atmosphere, great fans, great ability to come in and take 2 points.
Hard barn to play in, obviously, but your team did all
that. I don't know if, hard barn or not, but definitely a lot of atmosphere, a lot of energy to be played. I think Spezza got the best of the fans as they were chanting his name when he went to the box, and then he comes out and dangles 4 guys. So, that can go both ways.
Penalty shot, maybe a key point for you as well in this game?
It was the first time I saw a shootout shot in a while, and it's just good to read the play the whole way and be able to give the guys that little boost of emotion.
2 previous games for you where you didn't have to play the entire game, couldn't turn up in a pretty sort of scene setter for this one for you?
It was good I didn't have to play the extra 5 tonight.
Okay. We obviously felt good about your game.
Yeah, obviously we got the win, that's really all that matters. And seeing the puck really well and a couple mistakes, but we'll learn from that and keep going forward and try to shore those up come the next few games.
Nice.
Division game from my days in the 80s, to tell you the truth. But the next goal wins and up and down the rink. And I thought their team was real competitive tonight, and you could tell that how important the game was to them, and as well our team was important to us. And I thought that showed through both teams, and we got the puck to the front there and had a little more often, and we were able to get pucks in there.
Your players talked about their resiliency and their ability to use it to their advantage.
I think so. We showed, they kept coming back, and we could never put them away. And it's a credit to them and to our team again, and we kept coming back as well. So I thought both teams showed, a ton of character, and I think both teams also showed that they're young and there's some growing left to do.
With this playoff-type atmosphere and playoff-type game, did you learn anything new about your team?
Well, I think every day we learn something new about our players. Pressure brings, creates diamonds and it can create havoc. And right now, this is true. Like, this isn't the first 70 games. This is when really games are on the line. And you really find out about who can play under the gun and who can make play with poise under the gun. So we're really learning a lot about all the players.
Paul, it's not up to you. Game that ends 6:45 about the goalie, but just about Craig and what he did. And obviously for him, this was an important start given how things have gone for him in the past couple.
Well, I thought he battled real hard. I thought he was real competitive. And I thought he totally got steamrolled on the last one, but that's the way it is. But I thought he held his ground and he battled for the whole game and really gave us an opportunity to win.
Essentially now you get a 4-day break. How do you plan on using that here? Is rest the big...
Well, I think we just finished 3 games in four nights, so rest is important. Tomorrow we'll take a day off. We're going to practice Tuesday. We're going to evaluate Wednesday. Rest and making sure we're ready to play. We have a back-to-back game on the weekend. We have to make sure that we handle Thursday the right way and make sure that we're ready to go.
I don't know if you saw, but just thoughts on Spence's move and setting up Tourist's goal.
I thought it was real determined. I thought it was real determined.